Hello, everyone. It's your favorite vocal coach, Joel Okwegwale, and I'm here to talk about the singing holy grail, the magnificent vocal register, the one that comes and everybody screams, where you add the strength and the flexibility of the voice together. Ladies and gentlemen, I present to you the next voice.
Coach Worship here, and I want to quickly introduce Coach Joel. Coach Joel Okwegwale is a singer, songwriter, and vocal coach. He's the founder and lead vocal coach at the Art of Singing Voice Training Academy. He is also the writer of the book, The Basic Art of Singing, and the initiator of the voice training tour around Nigeria, where he goes to different states in Nigeria to train different singing bands and choir groups. He's a graduate of the University of Benin. He has taught over 700 singers from all over the world and has enlightened hundreds or thousands of singers around the social media space. Ladies and gentlemen, presenting Coach Joel Okwegwale, teaching us more about the mixed voice.
All right, so we're going to be talking about the mixed voice, okay? So the mixed voice is what people have often tagged as the holy grail of singing, because that is the point where you have to use your high notes in a powerful way. Usually, high notes are always flexible. But when it gets that strength, it becomes magnificent. Now, in case you don't know what I'm talking about, let me tell you. The mixed voice is a very, very important vocal register, and it's often usually difficult for people to use because they are so used to singing with their speaking voice, or most times whenever they try to use that mix, they feel it is too strong and too tensed and too hard that they flip into falsetto when they are singing. Alright, so in case you are thinking the mixed voice is not really that important to learn, it is extremely necessary, because you might be faced with a situation where you have to use it and you don't want to embarrass yourself by flipping into falsetto or pulling your chest voice when you're trying to sing. You don't want that. Why? When you use your chest voice to sing high notes, you're going to be pulling chest voice. And what are the risks of that? You either end up cracking or you end up screaming. Either way, you lose your voice at the end of that particular performance. So what we are trying to avoid is to what we are trying to avoid is this kind of situation, okay? So the other reason why you need to learn how to use the mixed voice is because of the situations that involves you flipping into falsetto. Okay, I see people when they are trying to sing, they'll be like, I don't know what song to use as an example, but yeah, so let's just say, baby, I'm dancing in the dark with you between my arms, barefoot on the grass. Yeah, that situation. They don't want to use the mix to sing that strong high part because they are not used to it. They are not groomed to it. They've not even found it or created it, and it's not even that developed yet. Okay? And they can't actually pull their chest voice in there. Baby, I'm dancing in the dark. Yeah. We don't want that to happen too. All right? Like I said, if you pull your chest voice, you either end up screaming or crack, and then either way you lose your voice. You flip into falsetto, you might end up embarrassing yourself. So how do you find that mix, that blend, that, you know, joining together? So let me just give you a practical description of what is involved in using the mixed voice. In the previous podcast, you would have actually discovered that it mentioned that there are two muscles in the vocal folds that are responsible for strength and flexibility, which is the thyroarternoid muscles and the cricothyroid muscles respectively. Alright, the thyroarternoid muscles is the muscle responsible for giving your voice that strength. The cricothyroid muscles is the one responsible for giving your voice flexibility. Where does the strength lie in? It lies in your chest voice. Where does the flexibility lie in? It lies in your falsetto and head voice. So it's just like taking both strength and flexibility together that will give you that next voice. Okay, so adding those two together, you get mixed voice. You'll be able to sing your high notes without having to struggle or squeeze your face. All right, you will be able to sing the high notes without feeling pain or strain. Okay, so the big question now is, how then can you find your mixed voice or develop your mixed voice? Well, here's the truth. To develop your mixed voice, there are technical exercises for it. Technical ones. Alright? And if I say I'm supposed to teach you that one right now, it's going to take a lot of time. So I'm just going to give you all scenarios and relatable activities that can help you find your mixed voice at least to a particular level as far as right now is concerned. What am I talking about? In our day-to-day activities, there are situations that we find ourselves in that we use our voice in a certain way that actually produces the mixed voice, but we don't know. That's where the problem is. We don't know. So each time we sing, we don't know how to use it. But when we're speaking and doing our daily activities, we do these things. Now, what am I talking about? Number one, write this down. Number one, when you're trying to imitate the cry of a baby, you're using your mixed voice. Wah, 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 wah. You're using your mixed voice. When you are actually crying, or probably trying to fake a cry, mommy, you're using your mixed voice. When you're imitating the sound of a monkey, you're using your mixed voice. I know it all sounds funny, but that is just the truth. When you're trying to say, yeah, I'm not doing, you are using your mixed voice. Alright, also when you are trying to say those things that ladies say when they say very cute popping, aww, you are using your mixed voice. Okay, so all you just have to do is take these vocal activities and put them in a scale. For instance, wah, 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 wah. Mixed voice. Yeah, it's that simple. So all you have to do, when you take it to a scale, if you can sing it on a scale, then you'll be able to apply that same feeling that you got from that scale and that wah. Apply the same feeling to your singing, and then you have a mixed voice. Now, it may not come easy at first because it's an activity. For those of you who have not actually found your mix or not been able to use it, it may not come easy at first. You may experience a lot of cracking, but that is just a normal thing. Over time, your voice would adjust. As a matter of fact, you are permitted to crack if you are trying to find your mixed voice, okay? So, for now, this is all I can dish out concerning the mixed voice. But just one thing before I go. Whenever you're using the mixed voice, you allow the sound to resonate in your nasal cavity and your pharynx. That is the resonating area for the mixed voice. Okay, so I do hope this was helpful, and I hope that you have gained 1, 2, 3 or a little bit of thing today. Make sure you try it safely, don't hurt yourself, and have a lovely day. Use your mixed voice properly. Bye, guys.
And that'll be all for this episode. Our quote for today is, "Music is the strongest form of magic," by an anonymous person. And our song for today is "Rise Up" by Kane. If you've not followed us on Spotify and our Mac, the handle is Swimming Musical Quantum Lips. And make sure you share the link of this episode and the prior episodes to anybody you know will be interested. It's going to go a really long way. Our handle on YouTube is at Eden School of Sounds. You're welcome.